970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com.
Thank you.
The whole world's watching the madness in the United States of America. Madness on the streets of the cities, in the White House, in all the states of the nation. You know, I didn't know, now because we're at Thanksgiving, well, before this, before I get into everything, welcome to today's program of The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Every Monday through Thursday, except for this week, because Thursday is Thanksgiving. So for the next, till next Monday, I'll do tomorrow's program and return Monday. 2 to 3. And then Sunday, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church, from 9 to noon, I'll be live. And then I'll be back Monday. But I'm not going anywhere until tomorrow. I was thinking about, during Donald Trump's presidency, there was the talk about, you know, some of the third world nations and the phrase that was used where these were blank holes. They were caca holes. And, well, here at the season that we're in, everybody's going to be traveling. Well, you don't have to go to a caca hole in South America or Mexico or anywhere in the world. You can fly to L.A., San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, Chicago, New York, because we have many of these S-holes all over this country. If you sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. And the leftists of this country, they have been pooping in their beds. I think maybe some have heard about in California, I'm trying to think of the little city east of Oakland where the looters went in, 80 looters went into one of the high-end fashion stores and began looting, and then looting up in the northeast, the north central part of this country. Well, when you create this kind of chaos in the country, the leftists, the communists who support this kind of activity now are beginning to suffer the consequences, because the leftists have money. The Democrats, the socialists, the communists who are changing this country, they have money. They're very wealthy. But guess what? You can have all the wealth you want to have. You can have your bank account, your credit cards. Doesn't matter. When you can't go into a high-end retail store to buy jewelry, clothing, shoes, because the people that you support, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, rioters, anyone who will push against the conservative groups in the United States of America, you want to support these type of people? Well, then you're going to start wearing secondhand clothes. You wealthy, wealthy people, you're going to be wearing the same clothes you have today 5 years from now, because you're not going to have anyone manufacturing new clothing, and you're not going to have a place to go to get your clothing. And then with the way things are going, these socialists, these communists, these are privileged Satanists. Even if they want to shop online, they're going to have a number. Those that want to join the military, you're going to get a mark. And you want to have a religion, you're going to serve Antichrist. You're going to take and worship him. You will not be able to worship anyone but Antichrist. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. And I know that there are those that are in that world, and you're starting to wake up, but it's too late. Once you poison a lake, you cannot take the poison out of that lake. You poison the minds of young people in this society. You take the thought of God out of their thinking, keep them from reading the Bible. You allow them to do as they please. It patterns them, it programs them, and they're not going to change. You give them free money. You tell them that they are the future of this country, and they have the right to the wealth of the people that work. They have the right to whatever stores in whatever city. You can go in, help yourself, like in San Francisco, the S-hole there in California. You go into whatever, at whatever store you want, you help yourself, you ride your bike in the store, you put whatever you want in your arm, and you ride your bike out, and no one stops you, because there's no law. And anybody that tries to stop a person like that is going to end up in court and being prosecuted and lose everything they have. Rick Rodriguez, to open up with a comment, 1360 AM Radio, Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. If you're serious in bringing today's injustices to resolve, understanding, of course, that justice guards our liberties, there's only two places in which to bring you: the Bible and the U.S. Constitution. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring, gay frogs or racist cows, climate coaches, or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right, or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217. 866-0217.
We're going to continue with traveling here this holiday season, so you don't have to travel out of the country to find a S-hole. You can go to Los Angeles, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, Chicago. Go to the big one. Go to Chicago. Go to the other big one, New York City. And Denver is, to some degree, turning into one of these places. I remember years ago going down to the 16th Street Mall until it turned into a Bidenville with all the homeless, in Aurora with all the homeless. Now, it's amazing that the governor of the state made it clear to the city council in Boulder, Colorado, that the Bidenville refugees are not to camp out in the streets, not to camp on other people's front lawns. So it's been, it is a verboten for these type of people to destroy Boulder. Nope, don't destroy the backyard of the governor. Denver, no problem, because he drives in every day. Denver, no problem. Areas, the Metro Denver, no problem. But leave Boulder alone. So we see how things work. Now, yesterday, my program was on Pope Francis. And Pope Francis is important because Pope Francis, at some point, because he is a non-Christian, a true non-Christian, if he is still in power when the coming Antichrist comes into power, Pope Francis will tell the Catholic people that it is fine and the Catholic doctrine is going to change. It will be fine to worship Antichrist. Because Antichrist is going to make it very clear to Pope Francis that he is not the vicar of the world. He's just the vicar of the Roman Church. But he is not the vicar of the U.S. military, of the militaries of the EU. He's not the vicar of the space program. He's just the vicar of Rome. And Pope Francis will do whatever Antichrist tells him to do. But Pope Francis will persuade the Catholic people that it is just fine. There are no consequences to worshiping Antichrist and taking the mark of the beast if Francis is allowed to stay in power that long. There is a war taking place within the Catholic Church, and there is the voice of reason within the Catholic Church, and we'll come back periodically to the Vicar of Rome. We'll come back, talk about him. Then last week on Thursday I finished the program with the new Pyramid Palace of Barack Obama there in Chicago. And it is the Obama Presidential Center. There's been a little uproar because of it. It looks like a massive tower, like a cell tower. It looks like some type of a tower that is a communication tower of some kind. And it's a $500 billion. It is a tribute to Obama's presidency. Now, out of today's whatdoesitmean.com, remember Malcolm X? Many who are young, you don't know who he is. We're going to discuss him just a little bit. It's very important for this program because it's going to tie into Jorge Soros. It's going to tie into Barack Obama, Clinton's, the Jeb Bush, low-energy Jeb, to his older brother, W. Jr. But, excuse me, Malcolm X, he had children, and one of his daughters, her name was Malika Shabazz. Well, we just had the anniversary of the execution, the public execution of John F. Kennedy. And he would be, in our standards today, be called a terrorist and a threat to national security. This is why they murdered him. Well, she, Malika Shabazz, she had talked to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs officials, which would be the Russian embassy, the equivalent, or the embassy in New York City. She wanted to talk to them. 2 hours after her request, so the phones were tapped, she was discovered dead in her city, New York City home. This is interesting. So she wants to talk to them. What does she want to talk to them about? Well, according to the article, I'm going to quote out of it, 56-year-old daughter of assassinated American civil rights leader Malcolm X, and whose reason for contacting the Russian Ministry of Defense in New York, consulate in New York City, and what can be pieced together, involves what just happened this week or last week. Last week, the FBI exonerated her father's assassins. The assassins of Malcolm X were exonerated. And these assassins, they were linked to radical black Islamic leader Louis Farrakhan. So these two assassins, and this don't say alleged, they did shoot him, they did kill him, but they're exonerated. They were linked to radical black Islamic leader Louis Farrakhan. And there were secret hidden ties between socialist President Barack Hussein Obama and Louis Farrakhan. In 2005, this just came out in 2018, what I'm going to read you. In 2018, a photo that had been lost long ago or had been hidden, it was taken in 2005 with Barack Obama in a meeting with Louis Farrakhan. A photographer by the name of Akia Mu'am, he's a Muslim, he told that a freshman senator from Illinois in 2005 met with Louis Farrakhan, and there was a photo taken. And Farrakhan had been invited to the Congressional Black Caucus lunch with the Senator Barack Obama. Later in the afternoon, Muhammad states that he got a call from a Congressional Black Caucus staffer requesting that he send them the photo for safekeeping. But instead, Muhammad sent the image to Farrakhan, and he stated that he kept the copy for himself. Nobody has seen the copy, for 13 years until 2018. He states that he swore himself to secrecy. He's 72 years old. He said if the picture were exposed, it could still be a deal breaker for Obama. What kind of a deal breaker? If this would become public, that Barack was at a luncheon with Farrakhan, who was supporting him, Barack Obama before the election may not have been elected. Continuing with the article, I felt that there was an ambitious, an ambition that the black people had about Obama being elected president. I did not want to be the instrument of his downfall. He states that he didn't say who the person was that had called him from the black caucus. I don't know at what level the decision was made or who was involved, Muhammad said, but it was someone from the CBC, the Congressional Black Caucus, who did not want that photo released. U.S. Representative Hank Johnson, a Democrat, said that a handshake doesn't equate to political support, but if the photo had been released ahead of the 2008 election, Johnson states it would have affected the outcome of the election. Muhammad, who was also a member of the National Nation of Islam, a senior editor of the newspaper The Final Call, published the photo in January as part of his latest book, The Autobiography of Charles 67X. The book is a retrospective of his 4+ years as a member of the black press, including 28 years as a White House correspondent. I think it was 40 years he was there. The image has provoked a strong response from Obama opponents who accused Muhammad and Farrakhan and the media of lying to protect Obama. So 2 years after the photo was taken, on February 10th, 2007, Obama announced he's running for president. Would it have probably kept Obama from being president? I do believe it would have, personally. I think it would have. Because Obama received much vote from the Jewish community. The Jewish community still do not realize how anti-Semitic Barack Obama is. But you see, the Jewish community is so left, to the far left, they don't care. Because they would prefer socialism rather than capitalism to a great degree. That's just the way the Jewish people are. Many of them vote. 80% of them, I think, vote to the left. I'm trying to remember the percentage. So going back to the daughter of Malcolm X. So she is assassinated. She's killed. She's found dead. How convenient. What was she going to discuss? She was probably going to discuss what had just happened. And what was it that just happened? The Obama Foundation accepts $100 million from Jeff Bezos. This just happened. This is the 22nd. The article was out. This was yesterday. Jeff Bezos is giving $100 million to the Obama Foundation. The Amazon founder found, and this is out of New York Post. Yesterday's edition, New York Post, Theo Wyatt, Amazon founder, world's second richest man, donating a whopping $100 million to the former president's charity, the Obama Foundation said Monday. 1360 AM Radio, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, we'll be back.
Learn how public bail bonds policy affects crime and get all of your bail bonds questions answered by tuning in or calling in to Bail Talk Sundays from 1 to 3 right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort. All the comforts of home and world-class pet care. 30 services available. Daycare and boarding to belly rubs and massages. We have immediate availability. Ultra clean and safe with individual suites and webcams. Book now and mention KHNC and get a 5% discount. Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort for dogs and cats. Just off I-25 and Crossroads, Northern Colorado's place for pets. Call us at 970-663-PAWS. That's 970-663-7897.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hi, my name is Anita McAllister. I'm a Northern Colorado-based Medicare specialist. Right now is annual enrollment, which goes until December 7th. And what I like to do is help people walk through the maze of Medicare. It is confusing. You can reach me at 970-515-6882, and my email is anita@anitamcallister.com.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Welcome back to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. Join me on Sundays, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry, the radio church program. Podcasts for the programs throughout the week and the weekend are on 1360KHNC.com, the podcast section, and it opens up to the programs you might want to listen to. Everything's archived there. Also, always, all programs streamed. Always. Now, going back to this article. So, Bezos is going to give $100 million to this presidential center, which looks like the Tower of Babel. There's nothing in it. It's not a presidential library. There aren't going to be historical documents of what happened during the Obama administration. But what else could be happening there? So going back to the article. The donation comes as Amazon seeks to fend off challenges from the Biden administration. As part of the donation, Bezos has asked that the Obama rename the plaza at his controversial Chicago Presidential Center in honor of former Congressman and civil rights advocate John R. Lewis, according to the Obama Foundation. That will not happen. The ex-president is narcissistic. No one ever has been as narcissistic as this person. No one. Not Pelosi, not Obama, not Biden, no one. This guy is the number one narcissistic person in the history of man since the time of Adam. There has never been and never will be anyone more narcissistic than this person. So it will not change to the John R. Lewis Center. No way. In a release sent to the Post, Bezos gushed that he's thrilled to support President and Mrs. Obama, Mr. and Mr., and their foundation in its mission to train and inspire tomorrow's leaders. Bezos' $100 million donation, which represents less than 0.1% of his estimated $210 billion fortune. Listen, Bezos is a pauper. Bezos and Gates and all these people are paupers. These people have no money. What they have is nothing. They are tools with a little bit of money that have some bragging rights over a few billion dollars. They are paupers. In the whole of things, they are not zillionaires. They are just billionaires. He owns nothing except a company where people buy things from. He doesn't own continents. He doesn't own gold mines, diamond mines. No. The man is a pauper. Gates is just a pauper. Billions. Hey, I got $80 in my pocket. I'm just as rich as that man is, but in a different way I'm richer because I know the truth. Now, in the release sent to the Post, Bezos gushed that he's thrilled to support the President, Ms. Obama, and their foundation in its mission to train and inspire tomorrow's leaders. Yeah, to corrupt the children that they're going to have access to through the universities. And guess what? Who else told Bezos to contribute heavily to the Obamas? George Soros. You see, Soros basically at this time owns Barack Obama. Barack Obama is employed by George Soros. He was allowed into the Soros power structure. I'm trying to remember how many years ago. No, Bezos was told what to do. He can do what he wants to do as long as he contributes. When Georgie says, snaps his finger and said, you do this and you do that. And you know what? Bezos, I believe, is Jewish and Soros is Jewish. People don't like to talk about that. But there are 13 tribes. There are the 12 tribes of Israel. But one of the tribes has been, you might say, bumped out of the lineage and replaced by another tribe called Manasseh. In the book of Revelation chapter 17, chapter 7, John the Apostle gives you the name of the 12 tribes of Israel as God sees it. And the tribe of Dan is not in the Bible in the book of Revelation chapter 7. So there are 13 tribes. One of the 13th tribe is eliminated from mention in the book of Revelation chapter 7. And this 13th tribe from the lineage of Dan, who would be the one of the sons of Jacob, who would serve the devil, who would be involved in witchcraft, who would hate God, and fight the plans for Israel. And those type of men that come from that tribe are in the world today. And they give the Jewish the name Israel and the Jewish people a bad name. Though the lineage is from their descendant is from Israel, They are not in the book of Revelation because God states that that tribe is going to be judged and eliminated from history. And Soros, I believe, is part of that tribe. Bezos may be part of that tribe. Judas Iscariot in the Gospels, who betrayed Christ for 30 pieces of silver, he was of that tribe. Henry Kissinger, most likely, is of that tribe. There are these websites out there that talk about the Khazarian, I think they want to call it, or Anakazi Jews, the evil lineage, possibly, of the Jewish people. Well, that would be, these people are basically from the tribe of Dan, who would use the occult for their purposes. So I'm just giving you a little biblical history so you can kind of get an idea. So Bezos had to give that money. He had to cough up. Change. $100 million. These people are poor. These people in the whole scheme of things, they're just poor people. I look at them and I see the truth about finances internationally. These people have nothing. The donation was arranged by Jay Carney, a former Obama press secretary, remember him? And Amazon's current public policy and public relations chief. Puck News reported this. So, Bezos is buddying up with Obama. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, and 1360 AM Radio, the top radio.
With the holidays upon us, consider giving the gift of high-quality beef that supports local ranchers and doesn't break the bank. High Country Custom Beef is your local beef partner. From the Ely Ranch northwest of Steamboat Springs, backed by the experience of five generations of cattle ranchers, you can buy high-quality Angus beef in either bulk packages or holiday box sets, direct from us, the ranchers. This holiday season, give the gift of beef at hccbeef.com. That's hccbeef.com. High Country Custom Beef.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls and a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls and a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet cleans, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls and a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Won't forget what it's like inside his cage.
We're going to finish with Bezos here. I think about 5 or 6 weeks ago, I was talking about the islands that the Clintons, and was it Bezos are buying there in the Gulf of Mexico, the Caribbean, where they're buying a bunch of these islands because those islands are all part of the drug network. The drugs coming out of South America into the U.S. But actually, it's not so much drugs as it would be people. And it wouldn't be so much adults as it would be children. Little children. See, these are the little diamonds to these wicked people. The mold, the wealth, the money, yes, that does one thing. But it's the little children out of Haiti, out of South America, and what's being trafficked there. Yeah, drugs, definitely. It's part of the going back into the 70s, 60s, back into the last century, into the 50s, the 40s, the 30s. Yeah, the 20s and 1910. Well, the 1800s, actually, the drug trade that began in the United States and the Philippines with opium, and all through the century, plus a half almost, to the present. So Bezos, I think, if I remember correctly, Bezos is buying these islands with the Clintons. So that's what's happening. And because of this, this may be why Malika Shabazz, Malcolm X's daughter, wanted to talk to people in the Russian embassy. Because something triggered her when she found out Bezos was going to give $100 million to the Obamas for their center. In 1995, this report I'm reading out of, What Does It Mean? This is today's article on the 23rd of November. Malika Shabazz and her sister, her older sister Malika, Qubila Shabazz, which was another daughter of Malcolm X, and the older sister Malika Shabazz, they were arrested in 1995 and charged for conspiring to kill Louis Farrakhan. Why? They hired a hitman to assassinate Farrakhan to exact revenge for the death of their father. The charges were never allowed into court because she was forced to accept the plea deal with, could the CIA, government agencies, been part of it? You see, one reason why Obama was able to come to power was through Louis Farrakhan, because of his affiliation with the Muslim connections in this country, which has connections with the black people, which has connections with intelligence agencies. You can Google these things in. Google, you might find a few tidbits here and there on Google, but not much. Use another search engine, and you'll find out the truth. So the charges were never allowed into court, forced to accept a plea deal to take psychiatric drugs to destroy her mind. So, and one reason that Malcolm X was a target was because he told the black Americans that they would be respected by the whites if they began to defend themselves. Afterwards, it saw him stunning everyone with the revelation, is they're going to kill me soon. Quote, a stunning revelation preceded by his slamming socialist Democrats for using blacks for votes and doing nothing for them after elected. So he was on to the Democrat Party already. He was already on to it. Slamming socialist Democrats for only using blacks for votes and doing nothing for them after elected. So you can see why the daughter was assassinated. Now you know that Louis Farrakhan was, his hand was in the assassination of Malcolm X. And you can see why, after all these years, the people, the two men accused, have been exonerated. The truth will come out. Now, kind of to continue with this, This $100 million is kind of, you might say, a shot that has gone out through the country to the wealthy people in the Democrat Party. You're going to have to support Barack Obama in the future. Amazon is also trying to fend off legislators in Congress, some of whom are chomping at the bit to take on big tech through bills that would stop Amazon from favoring its own products in search results or even break up the company altogether. So, this is kind of an indicator to the people that are going to be the players in the world to come. You're going to support whoever George Soros tells you to support, and Barack Obama is still on the payroll of George Soros. He has been on there. He has told his whole group that Obama, Barack Obama, Barry Satoru, he has plans for Barry Satoru, and everyone has to accept them, accept the plans, like it or not, not only in the U.S., but in Europe, with the European nations, with the Five Eyes countries, England, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States. George Soros funds the Bush-Clinton-Obama group pushing for Afghan migrants. This is another one of their objectives. This is out of nationalfile.com. We'll finish the program with this. George Soros funds the Bush-Clinton-Obama group pushing for Afghan migrants. This was out of this September issue of nationalfile.com. 1360 AM Radio, Rick Rodriguez will be right back.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 2, 3, 4, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Okay, we're going to close out with this article out of nationalfile.com. And to support the present truth, send your support to, if you would, to the KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, 80534. And if you want to support this hour, I appreciate it. And thank everybody. I want to thank everybody again for for what the support that I've been getting for this program. This way it tells the management and that the people listen to this program and they like it. I like it. I mean, I really like it. Of course, I'm kind of favor my own program. Okay. Now, so George Soros funds the Bush, Clinton, Obama group pushing for Afghan migrants. Why? To disrupt the society. Former President Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton are serving as honorary co-chairs of an organization to support the welcoming of Afghan migrants to the United States of America following the defeat of the Taliban. No, they didn't get defeated. It's a plan. Honorary co-chairs of WelcomeU.us include Barry Satoro, George W. Bush, Michelle Obama, Laura Bush, William Clinton, Hillary Clinton. The group's National Welcome Council includes, from the New York Times, the Soros-founded Atlantic Council, Obama's former Homeland Security Secretary, Jay Johnson, Maria Shriver, they're all involved, and low-energy Jeb Bush. According to the Welcome.us, other sponsors include, of course, Rockefeller Brothers Fund, Walmart.org. The group's welcome business includes Walmart, Facebook, Starbucks, Uber, U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation, Gibson Dunn, and Microsoft. George Soros clearly determined to flood the U.S. of America with immigrants and ensure that the immigrants can afford to stay in the country to spark radical demographic change. That's the plan. This is what they did in Russia, to spark radical demographic change. Example, Los Angeles, the one S-hole in southwest U.S., southwestern part of the United States. Los Angeles Democrat Mayor Eric Garcetti is on the leadership board of a George Soros-funded global organization called the Mayor's Migration Council. He pays illegal immigrants during the coronavirus, and he is partnering on pro-illegal immigration. The efforts with Patrick Gaspard, the president of George Soros' Open Society Foundation, and is also working with Soros' Activism Network. It's a program to pay reparations to black people. And George Soros is a Hungarian-born leftist billionaire with an agenda to radically remake the United States of America and the world. Soros, George Soros, I'm telling you, is a pauper. He's a pauper in the whole scheme of things. He is not only a pauper, but he's a tool. Just a tool for what's going to happen at the end of the world. That's today's program. Everyone, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'll be back tomorrow to finish out this week. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com podcast, AM Radio, the top.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com. Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Green.